Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for staying with me. If you've been listening already, we appreciate that very much. Sean Doyle is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Sean's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of ours. He's a principal of Fitzmartin Marketing out of the great city of Birmingham, Alabama, where I spoke last week to the Chamber of Commerce. Had a great time down there. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. We're enjoying it here in Birmingham. You're right. It is beautiful, but it's gotten cold.
It's cold in the South, isn't it, these days?
It's not supposed to be like this down here.
Hey, Sean, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is something that is very, very important for small business owners, that they understand not just how to price things, but a pricing mentality, a pricing philosophy, a pricing attitude that's incorporated into everything that they do. A lot of times, small business owners just stick a price on there. They say, okay, you know, I buy this for $5. I'm going to sell it for $8 or $9 or whatever, and then I'm going to get to make a 35 or 37% margin or whatever. And that's what they think about, rather than thinking about how to maximize the value of that product and base the price on that as well. What do you think?
I agree entirely. There's we often say in marketing that positioning is all about profit, or that profit perhaps is all about positioning. And a lot of the ideas for the thoughts I want to share today on pricing relate to not necessarily just a cost-plus mentality. And that's certainly, people make money with cost-plus thinking. But in whether it's in service or just straight product sales, there are a couple other rules for pricing that can be very effective in increasing your margin.
Well, exactly. And this issue that we're talking about right now, Sean, could be the difference between survival and failure, couldn't it?
We often have talked about Walmart and how the Walmart truly gives us an opportunity as small business people to make more money instead of putting us out of business.
I tell my audiences to thank Walmart.
That
if you're a small business owner, you should thank Walmart for being
there. They are thinking totally cost plus. There's nothing else. There's I don't know how many we'll get through, but there's some different thoughts I'd love to
go ahead
think through. One
Let's
is
go.
The first idea is charge your valuable clients more.
Say that again.
Charge your valuable clients more.
Tell us why.
If you think about it, a great way to think about this is if you bought a car from a family member, a family member who owned a car dealership, and you paid and got the best price, they whittled it down so they hardly made any money at all. Well, guess what's going to happen the first time that something goes wrong in that car? Your family member who sold you the car isn't going to be able to help you much because they don't have any margin. There was no room in there for them to help you.
That's right.
So if they would have charged you, if they would have charged family 25% more than their normal customers, then anything that happened, if you came in and had a flat tire, you could fix the flat tire and detail the car for them. And then they'd come and be so excited about the service that you had offered them. So if you charge
That's counterintuitive,
more,
though, for most
it
of
is
us.
Counterintuitive.
But you're exactly right, because the valuable clients, the valuable customers, are the ones that are going to demand the most of you and who are going to use you more often. And of course, sometimes you would think, well, shouldn't that get them a discount? Well, you know, it depends. And to me, here's the thing, though. I don't think you should charge your clients more just because they're your most valuable clients. I think you should charge them more because you're adding more value to that relationship than you would be to anybody else. Because the other people who aren't as valued as these guys aren't giving you time to customize for them. They aren't talking to you as much to say, I want this way.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you run your business on slim margins, then you're going to have to charge for everything, for every little change, for every little add-on. But if you do that, you're going to drive your clients crazy. In my business, in the marketing business, if we charge enough and something goes wrong and we fix it, the client is impressed that they didn't have to beg us or fight.
Right.
And they become more loyal to us.
And when it comes time to paying the bill, they don't blink. I actually had a client one time, one of our corporate partners in this business I'm in now, actually said to me he never blinked with the price that I asked him for. I wasn't bashful about what I asked him for. But what I didn't know at the time, but I found out a year later, was he said, Jim, he said, what I like about you is you and I agree on a price year in the beginning of the year, and during the year, you never nickel and dime me for more.
Absolutely.
Now,
you probably have a lawyer or have worked with lawyers in the past, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they charge big rates.
Every time, yeah.
$400 an hour.
Right.
And you get a bill, and there's always that line down there. With $13 worth of photocopies.
Right.
And doesn't that drive you crazy?
It makes me very angry. It's very annoying. That's right. But, yeah, what I found out was this person that I was dealing with, it wasn't that they wanted to pay, they didn't mind paying. You know, I mean, there is a price beyond which they wouldn't pay me. But I found out that what he liked was not for us to agree upon it on one moment, one day, and then not have to revisit that. He liked fact that I didn't nickel and dime him. That's an important thing to learn about your customers, isn't it? What is it that motivates them?
Faithful service.
Exactly. All right, what's another?
You cared. You cared enough to charge them more.
Yeah. Give us another one.
Well, I think that the one important note to that is you may not be able to do that all at once. You may have to change your business one customer at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But think through that. The other thing is moving and figure out how to quit selling commodity products. Because I think an easy reaction to that first idea is, oh, I sell a commodity product. I can't afford to sell more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about how to come back later.
Go ahead. Well, no, I tell you, folks, the key to that is, if you sell a commodity, you can't think about the commodity. You got to think about how you deliver that commodity.
That's right.
We're going to get Sean to help us with that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'll be right back with Sean Doyle. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
After you've had it, you're in an awful thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.